And now, it's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report, Arizona's private university since 1949, only with Kevin McCabe and friends on The Fan, AM 1060.
The big voice guy spelling it out. It's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report. A couple of notes before we get going here with our featured guest, men's soccer team. You know my love for Drac over there, Peter Drackson, now ranked number one in the West, seventh nationally. They're headed for the postseason tomorrow in California against Cal State San Bernardino.
Playoffs?
Yeah, and I am so excited about the soccer program. Kyle Siliento, PacWest Player of the Year. Ben Panicasio from Sydney, Australia, from Dan Enda, also delivering there as well. So we wish them well. When the other networks when they start battling for a national championship and the TV cameras show up and say, man, McCabe's been on this for a long time, as I have been with this wrestling program. They're blowing up. They're on the rise, and I'm so excited about it, not only here in the state, but nationally. And this Saturday they will battle one of the great programs of all time, college wrestling, Arizona State University. I'm talking about the Grand Canyon Antelopes going toe-to-toe with the Devils. And joining us now, the man behind it all, is our head coach, R.C. LaHaye. R.C., it's Kevin McCabe. How are you?
Kevin, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I got to tell you, Jamie Varner was on the morning show. Much love for you. He came out, he tested me. He goes, do you know where R.C.'s from? And I'm going, oh, I got to go, Gamingus, is he? And he goes, Payson. And I go, oh, okay. And then he goes, do you know where he wrestled college? And I'm going, I know it was up in Colorado. He goes, Western States. And I go, oh, Jamie, way to go. So much love from the MMA boys. They love what you stand for over there. And, oh, by the way, R.C. LaHaye, wrestling coach over there at Grand Canyon, I wear my Grand Canyon University wrestling hat that you gave me every morning as I drop my kids off of school. None of the parents bother to mess with me. Hey, how exciting of a time is you got Arizona State University on Saturday, R.C. LaHaye. And it's no longer about just kind of being excited to wrestle this nationally acclaimed program. Great respect for ASU and what they've done, but let's get it on. Let's go toe-to-toe. Let's see where we are right now. Is that the thought process?
Yeah, that's right. We're pretty fired up this year, Kevin. You know, it's fourth year of our program. We're just now getting our feet under us, and we're excited. We have some tough kids here, and we're ready to start scrapping.
Let's go. On Saturday afternoon, now it's a full day. I want people to know about this because maybe they've got some kids who are a wrestler or a high school or junior college or junior high school. They'll have a clinic at 8 a.m. at Grand Canyon University. Then the most important thing for me, they'll have a cookout out on the Mariposa lawn at 11. And then 1 o'clock, they will get it on. The fans need to come out and see this. How important is that for you to build a fan base, get the people excited, come out and see unbelievable college wrestling?
Yeah, it's extremely important. And I want to just make a quick note. Everything's free. You know, free youth clinic in the morning.
My favorite word.
That's right. Free barbecue and then free admission in the duel. We're really trying to promote wrestling, college wrestling here in Arizona and here at Grand Canyon. And, you know, having the big name ASU Sun Devils come in, we're excited and we're doing a lot to promote it and get it off and running.
Well, I love it. Saturday at 1 o'clock, but it's an all-day affair there at Grand Canyon University. And I just have to remind people, it's here in the valley. It's not at the Grand Canyon, 33rd Avenue in Camelback. It's easy access off the I-17. All right, let's talk about some of these kids with this Grand Canyon Antelope wrestling team. Does it begin with Victor Carrazzo and Ryan Becerra from Gilbert? How big and how special are these two young men?
You know, both good kids. Both of them obviously returning All-Americans for us, both ranked in the top five in the nation. We're going to lean on them real heavy this year to step into that leadership role, along with Todd Wilcox, our 33-pounder. All three of them are real solid, tough kids.
And then they wrestled the Embry-Riddle Open in Prescott a week or so ago. What did you learn about your team and who were some of the other kids? And I'm sorry for calling them young men.
right.
I'm really old, R.C. Who were some of these other young men who stepped up and you're seeing some maturation process?
Yeah, you know, Embry-Riddle Open, just a good early season open, see what we have. Very, very impressed with our heavyweight, our freshman heavyweight, Peter Anguiano. He was 4-0 at the tournament,
wow.
Won the tournament championship, and he's stepping in as a true freshman. He was a high school All-American, and he's stepping in and really has shown he's real mature for his age.
How much heavyweight? How much does he weigh? RC?
He's about 270. The max is 285.
So does he need a bear to rest? Can I get in there with him and then? No, never mind. All right. I looked at your roster, a young team. Again, you're building it. You're building it from the bottom, and you got some great veterans. But how was the recruiting class? A lot of Arizona kids in there as well.
Yeah, we had a real good recruiting class. You know, a few local Arizona kids, Ryan Miller from Corona del Sol.
Yep.
He was a three-time state champ. David Wilbur from Mingus won two state titles, and Ricky Ryan from Sholo won four state titles. So there's three of our Arizona guys and nine state titles between the three of them. So we're definitely staying loyal to the Arizona boys.
I love to hear that, but obviously you're getting some interest. The word's out, isn't it? The word's out around the country, even around the world, not only with the wrestling program but all the sports programs. How exciting is that? Because, you know, we talked to Jamie Varner about this. He said, MMA's, rejuvenated wrestling programs. You guys are, cutting edge. You started a wrestling program. How excited the responses you're getting from all around the country, from kids wanting to come out here where it's beautiful, sunny, and wrestle for your program?
Oh, it's great. Just a tremendous response. I mean, we got kids from Alaska, Nevada, California, New Mexico. I mean, we're really hitting the entire western half of the country. And, Phoenix, it's a destination city here.
I love it. Do you get a lot of, the kids send you the videos, the parents, the YouTube? Like I said, the word's out. You get calls and letters every day?
Yes, yeah. I get between 10 and 20 messages a day of kids that want to come to wrestle at Grand Canyon. So we're starting to be a little more specific in the type of kid we're looking for, but definitely, keeping our doors open to kids that want to come in and work.
Well, it's great. It's R.C. LaHaye, the wrestling coach there at Grand Canyon University. You mentioned that because that's something that I know you're very excited about. Your wrestling program, they're not only outstanding wrestlers, but they're strong in the classroom. And how important is that for you with this program?
Oh, extremely. Our mission statement here for our program is to have good people, good students, and good wrestlers in that order.
Wow.
So academics are extremely important here.
Yeah, they are. And I know those guys take it seriously, including the All-Americans. You're wrestling in a brand-new rec center. How nice is this? And I wanted to get up. That's the other thing, people. Come on out and see what they're doing over there at Grand Canyon facility-wise. How awesome is this new facility?
Oh, it's great, man. I mean, we got three full-size mats. It's one of the best college wrestling rooms in the United States in any division. You take out the top five D1 rooms, and it's better than 95% of Division I facilities.
Wow, that's so great to hear. And how important is that? I think I ask you this, and I talked to all the coaches there, that there is the belief and the support with Keith Baker, your athletic director, from Brian Mueller upstairs. How important is that to have their backing, to know that you're doing it all the right way?
Extremely important, especially in wrestling. California, with the economy so bad, a couple schools have been cut. Their wrestling programs have been cut. Well, some schools are getting cut. We just keep getting more and more support. So it's extremely, extremely important.
And if you keep giving those hats away to radio guys.
Hey, that's right, man.
I love it. I bleed purple. I love what you're doing over there at Grand Canyon University. And, again, it's 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. It's an all-day affair. Sneak on out. I invite people. I was out there the other night for the soccer game. And the purple palm trees, how they've got them lined with the lights. It is so special and so unique what you guys have got going on over there. I just think it's really awesome. I look forward to the upcoming season. Anything else you want to tell? This is an opportunity, and then when are you home again where people can see you?
Yeah, we're home. Like I said, we got Arizona State here, and then New Year's Day we have the Grand Canyon Duels. We have three of the top five D2 teams in the country coming to our gym January 1st.
Well, I look forward to it. It's great. Great memories from wrestling up at Western States in Gunnison?
Yep. Yep, they're old alma mater, but now they're our rivals. So there, I threw away all my old Western State gear.
That's what I'm talking about. But Jamie said they have some facility, like a wrestling, it's the highest wrestling room or something, training room or something, like it's at 7,000, 8,000.
Yeah, it's just elevation, elevation.
Well, we'll bury him. We'll get the purple prize.
That's right, that's right.
Hey, ARC, one of the things, your assistant coaches, how key are they? I mean, you get to come on the radio show and we talk about the pace and pride and all that you've done. How important are your assistant coaches, and who are those guys going to work with you?
Yeah, well, our full-time assistant here is Larry Wilbanks. He grew up with me in Payson. He went to Western with me. He was a three-time college All-American. And more important than any of that is he's about 200 pounds, so I don't have to wrestle with the heavyweights anymore.
I offered up my services.
Oh, you're welcome to come in too, Kevin.
I'll come over there. I'm knocking on 2 seconds. Hey, great stuff, RC. I love what you do. I love your passion, and most of all, I love your philosophy of school and wrestling and people. It's a great thing. I'll continue to remind the people of the great program over there, and wish you the best of success. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
All right, RC LaHaye, man, if you've never experienced a wrestling match, and I'm not just saying even like a high school one, you need to go. It is, this is just flat out entertainment. It is entertainment. And now you've got, and there's a ton of respect here. Please, Arizona State University, there's history, there's lore, and there's respect. But you've got to give it to R.C. LeHaye. You know, he's building his program over there, and it's not like, hey, we're happy to be. Let's go. Let's get it on. And I love that. I love that attitude. Respect him, but let's go play with the big boys. So that's going to be exciting. Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, Grand Canyon University, 33rd Avenue in Camelback. And I love what we're doing here because I say it that I grew up here. And I went to college at Northern Arizona University. I didn't know Grand Canyon was there. I've only lived here 50 years, but so we wanted to expose people to that. And the 22 athletic programs they've got going on over there, many Division II. They're talking about taking basketball to Division I with Russ Pennell over there and the new facility they're building, the 5,000-seat arena. Their swimming is blowing up right now. The awards continue to roll in for the swimming team. Catherine Polito, from Mingus Union in Cottonwood, was named the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Women's Swimmer of the Week, while Ivan Nechunov from Russia, coming to school here at Grand Canyon University, was named the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Men's Swimmer of the Week. So they've got swimming, 22 sports intercollegiately. Go on GCU Lopes. GCU Lopes. You can get more information about all the programs they got going on over there. A small Christian campus on the west side of town, and not really the west side. I don't want you to think, like, Westgate? It's a surprise. No. Okay, let's say basically right in the heart of Phoenix, at 33rd Avenue in Camelback. It's like I joked the other day. I said North High. North High is at 12th Street and Thomas. And people, that used to be North Phoenix, gang. Back when we were cruising Central in the 60s, that's great. North High Mustangs. Coming up, Bob Kemp in the Sports Zone. We're going to find out what's going on in his program here in just scant moments. We'll get his thoughts and feelings about the Beanie Wells. Is he borderline bust? We'll get his thoughts, and he's never one to mince words on that kind of stuff, so we'll find out his feelings about that. And maybe get kind of a midterm grade overall for Coach Wisenhunt and for the Arizona Cardinals as they get to take on the Seahawks this weekend. What's on your agenda for the weekend? I'm actually headed to Flagstaff. Headed up to Flagstaff. Unique show will bring you tomorrow up there, the second hour of the program, Lumberjack Pride. They will induct five new members into the NAU Hall of Fame. And I know you're asking yourself, McCabe, how come you're not in it? That remains, I don't know. Maybe we'll ask that tomorrow. Frank Pollock, the Houston Texans offensive line coach, a former Greenway Demon and former NAU player and coach, will be inducted on Saturday. Ida Nielsen, a cross-country runner. And also Doug Allen, NAU goaltender, a former NAU assistant coach when they were a varsity program, and just a contributor to that hockey program up there. We'll put together an entire hour up there, the second hour tomorrow from Flagstaff, bring you some thoughts and feelings about, some lies about when McCabe was going to school up there. So appointment radio is what we're trying to – we're really selling this. Also tomorrow on the show, we're chasing Adam Archuleta, former Sun Devil great, who's joined the Fox Sports Arizona broadcast team as we get a look at the Sun Devils in action this weekend. I'd like to say I don't know what they're trying to do. When the biggest story coming out of Sun Devil football is that Brock Osweiler's going to try to give basketball a try, that tells you where we're going on this one. So much going on this weekend. Cardinals Sunday, Suns tomorrow night, Coyotes against Calgary tomorrow night, ASU Stanford Saturday afternoon, U of A, USC at Tucson, NAU in the Hall of Fame game against Weber State, NASCAR, women's, men's college basketball this weekend. Oh, so busy. And Grand Canyon University wrestling. That's kind of cool. I guess maybe if I open the eyes to somebody, that's what my goal is. Okay, can I forget? Playoffs!
Playoffs?
High school football, baby. Chandler versus Desert Ridge. We had this we crowned a champion last night. Vista Grande from Casa Grande beating Campo Verde Coyotes. What a great game that was. We'll talk to Bob Kemp next.